This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, April 19th. Well, the futures markets are holding their own in live cattle, with the front month June's basically unchanged on the day. Front month May feeders were up about 2.25, so they continue to push higher and putting in new highs, at least for this corrective move. So we're seeing the markets continue to have a little bit of an updraft here, and buyers willing to step in and hold those positions, at least for the short term here. In the cash trade, we did see it get rolling. Average trade on the Fed around 183, which is down 1 from last week. Dressed at 294 would be unchanged. Box beef values were a bit lower. Choice down 101 at 296. Select down 161 at 289. The spread gained 60 cents. We're sitting at 653. Movement was 143 lows. So we're finally seeing better movement in the box beef. We started out strong on Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday were pretty light. And now we're coming back in at a kind of an average number for a Thursday. The slaughter rate yesterday, 118,000 head. That's a little bit on the light side for the daily average. So far for this week, we're sitting at 487,000 head. That's up 5,000 over last week, but it's down about 18,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash auctions for Wednesday, trading around 3,500 head, average price 246.82. So that's down 8 from the previous day's very strong number. The 7-day average takes us down 28 cents. We're sitting at 242.35. So kind of all over the map there, but we've seen the feeder cattle cash have some pretty strong days, some pretty strong markets, and I think that's just giving a positive sentiment to the market and helping the feeder cattle push higher. For export sales from last week, we had beef at 17,700 tons. South Korea took 5,400, China 3,600, and Japan took 2,800. In pork export sales, 21,800. Mexico took 8,500, China 3,000, Japan took 2,900. So pretty decent export sales for beef, not that great for pork, kind of at the low end of what their average would be. So I think the markets are, again, holding their own. I think if the long as the cash trade stays steady, you know, we've been leaking lower of these last few weeks, but it hasn't been a very big washout. The weights have been heavy, you know, record weights, record dressed weights. So we're watchful for that in case we get behind on the marketings. That could become a problem fairly quickly. But I think in the short term, you know, the cattle market's going to be watching the stock market very closely. It's been on a pretty decent slide. Israel retaliating against Iran had the stocks down over 500 on the night session. But we're snapping back coming into the day session. So, you know, depending on that, I think that the cattle market are going to be very sensitive to what's going on in the stock market, which is a reflection of what's going on in the broader world. So, you know, with prices already at record highs, beef is expensive. And, you know, if the consumer starts to be nervous about the state of the economy or world unrest, that's going to take a big hit, I think, to the beef complex. So we're very sensitive to what's going on in the broader markets. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.